mother's prayers, or well, definitely the Spirit's leading, opened the door at Hillcrest. There had not been an opportunity when I graduated from seminary in 85, but there was in 88 when I interviewed with the director of pastoral care and with the CEO, Alton Pearson, at that time. They offered me the job, and I started that job about a month after I left St. John's. I had that month I wanted to take off, so really didn't miss any time as far as opportunity for ministry. The pastoral care certainly fit me, but by that time, as I said, I'd expanded my view of myself as a minister and as a pastor, and so I was glad to have opportunities beyond the pastoral care there. When I became full-time chaplain at Hillcrest, one of three full-time chaplains and doing a lot of call duty, I gave up the Samaritan Counseling Center, but I kept the directorship of the Conference of Christians and Jews. And then as a chaplain at Hillcrest, I was beginning to get a few opportunities in Baptist churches. Sometimes it was on Sunday night. And I did do a Sunday night service at Calvary on pastoral ministry in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Wasn't up in the sanctuary. They didn't call it a sermon, but it was on pastoral ministry and teaching lay people how to go in and do hospital ministry. Seventh and James, my own church, I preached there a couple of Sunday mornings, a couple of Sunday nights. Did supplying in Presbyterian churches, other Methodist churches. As a chaplain at Hillcrest, many times when pastors would go out of town, they would call and just say, do you have one of the chaplains who can supply? And they didn't care whether it was one of the men or me, or sometimes they would just call and ask.